Bob McDonald. Welcome to another session of Differentiate or Die, the keys to creating powerful B2B tech positioning stories with Bob Wright, founder of Firebrick Consulting. Our topic today is actually language and language that you should not be using in your positioning stories. And Bob, I know you have a very strong opinion about this, that there are particular phrases, particular language that you just will not allow to get into a positioning story today. Tell us about that.
Thank you for asking that question, Bob. I am on an absolute mission to ban some words out of the lexicon of the B2B technology marketing speak. Language matters, and good positioning actually has fresh language. Language and a story and a viewpoint that wakes up the market, that engages our buyers in a different way. Geek words, eliminating the geek words, eliminating all those words like flexible, comprehensive, scalable, the worst, agile. These words mean nothing anymore. And as I mentioned before, we've absolutely banned them from all our positioning story presentations. The world does not need any more of these undifferentiated blah, blah, blah messages. So again, I'm on a mission to ban all these words from the from all our positioning story and messages in Silicon Valley. Language matters, and good positioning gets away from those overused words and geek speak.
Now, some of your clients must be shocked because this is the language of today in B2B tech in many ways, that they're expecting to describe how their products work, how their technology work, how it's differentiated. And I'm sure they're very passionate about some of these words. How do you discuss that with them?
Well, I'm very adamant about it. And we find better language. You know, I think these words like open, you know, they don't mean anything anymore. Collaborative, as I mentioned before, scalable, flexible. We see those all the time. How about words like rather than agile? How about a conversation about operational dexterity, for example? Oh, that makes somebody turn their head and, oh, what does that mean? Tell me a little bit more about that. I just think all these words are way, way overused. They're not differentiating anybody. They're not clearly articulating the strong IP and value proposition of our clients and their products. And they should no longer be used.
In a sense, then, they're creating a numbing effect because we've heard them so many times. When you're saying they don't mean anything, it's not that it doesn't mean something. It's just that with everybody using the same words, it has no distinction anymore.
A glazed look is set in with our buyers, and they're not drinking the Kool-Aid anymore. And I think these words don't help, they don't differentiate, and they don't clearly articulate the value that our clients spend all this time building these great products, and then they articulate with these boring words that mean nothing anymore. I think we can do better than that.
Bob, thanks for giving us your insight on the importance of language in positioning stories today. Join us for more sessions of Differentiate or Die.